Good evening.
I am Robert Shore. I want to welcome you to The Call, which is part of the Robert Shore Ministries, a church with no wall. And also, now we're on Facebook Live as well. And we've been doing this call via telephone and conference call for over five years now.
Yeah, sorry, I have the sound off.
Oh, you had the mute.
Sorry, better. I had the mute off, but I didn't have the speaker on. Typically, we use our plug-in microphones, but we're not doing that tonight. So anyway, it's okay. We're just a little quiet in the beginning, but here we are now.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What were you saying? Okay. Sorry, Robert.
I was just saying that. Let me start all over again. Good evening. Welcome to The Call. I'm Robert Shuler, and it's the 15th of 6 p.m. Pacific time. Therefore, it is time for The Call, which is part of the Robert Shuler Ministries, a church with no walls. And a few months ago, we added Facebook Live, and so we also have our call on Facebook Live. And so we do both. We're going to continue to maintain the conference call for those who prefer that, and then we also have the video, which is available on Facebook Live, if you want to see what we're doing, where we are, and what we look like, and all that stuff. But that's what we're doing. So this is a time for us to be able to read the Bible, to be able to pray, to talk about the different things that impact our faith, and just to be able to get together and have an effective church service. It's really a church service kind of a thing. And so Don and I are here to give you this mid-month encouragement and to remind you that if you continue to surrender your life to God and to trust the outcome for any situation, you'll experience that God's good and perfect will for your life.
Yes, you will. And good evening. This is Donna Shuler. And again, we are here on the 15th of every month for over 5 years now. We're here at 6 p.m. Pacific. We're actually in Mexico tonight.
But only on the call.
Only on the call.
Yeah, for 5 years.
For 5 years. Oh, yeah, and only on the 15th, the call. But we have been doing this for over 5 years. So it's always at 6 o'clock, like I was saying. It's 7 o'clock our time. We flew into Mexico tonight. And we love doing this, and we really love it now because we're live on Facebook. So we have two different ways that we broadcast this. And from here, we will put this Facebook Live up on the Facebook feed, so it'll be there forever and ever, and it'll go on our YouTube channel, Robert Shuler Ministries, and we also record this call on podcast. I'll be giving that information a little bit later, but you can always search Robert Shuler Ministries on iTunes. So we're, little by little, we're all over the place with the information. We call ourselves the Church with No Walls, and we still have a global ministry, and it's Robert and I, Mom and Pop. So it's kind of fun. We have a great guest for you tonight.
Well,
Can't wait for it.
Instead of saying Mom and Pop, I think we should.
Grandma, Grandpa?
No.
Opa and D,
exactly. Opa and D.
Yeah, we're Opa and D to our grandkids, so, and we're proud to say that. Before we get started with anything else, Robert has a great scripture for you and a little bit of a message, a pre-Christmas message, but first of all, we want to open in prayer. So let's come together in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for the Advent season. Thank you that our hearts can be prepared week after week for the first 4 Sundays before Christmas and leading up into Christmas where we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We just thank you for this time of preparation, thought, some deep soul searching at times, Lord. We realize that you have to give extra care to some people at this time of the year because every single joy is magnified, and at the same time, every single sorrow can be remembered and felt because this is a touchstone in our lives, the Christmas season. But Lord, you are joyous, you are beautiful. You are all-knowing and all-caring, and you're our God, and we thank you so much that exactly who is supposed to be on this call tonight or exactly who's supposed to be watching Facebook Live is watching, and you're in control, God, and we love you and we praise you. Amen.
Amen and amen.
I'm going to move this to your season.
I'm really excited about Christmas. I always am. I love Christmas. It's my favorite season of the year. I get to sing all my favorite songs. In fact, I'll sing I'll sing that year round because I like it. Donna gives me a hard time about school. Yeah. Are you singing Christmas songs again?
Yeah, sometimes you sing them around Easter. Yeah. Like, wrong season, but that's okay.
Yeah, well,
you have a nice voice. So it's not that good.
You're funny. But anyway, so what I'm going to do tonight is something a little different. I'm going to actually read two of the most popular passages of the Christmas story back to back. And the reason for this is because they really deserve to be back to back. They're almost always separated, and so you don't put them together. And by not putting them together, you don't see the whole picture and necessarily as much as you should. And so I'm going to be reading from Matthew 1, 18-25, and then I'm going to jump to Luke 2, 1 through, I'm not sure, possibly as much as 12 verses, but we'll see. Because I really want you to see the whole picture of how this takes shape and how God intervenes within Mary and Joseph's life to protect their image and to protect their social status and to protect them in their home city of Nazareth. So here are these words. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home to be your wife, because she is conceived in her from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Now, what I could have done is I could have left that last verse off and just say, when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home to be his wife. And then jump up to Luke 2, verse 1. And in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting the child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in clothes, placed him in the manger because there was no guest rooms available for them. And they named him Jesus, and I'm going to skip some of the other things. The reason I pull those two together is he didn't want to marry Mary because she was expecting a child before they got married. And in Nazareth, they would quickly put together when Jesus was born and look at the timeline of when they got married and say, wait a minute, she got pregnant before they got married, which was a big no-no, and which would have caused all kinds of social and other issues for them in their community in Nazareth. But God, in his amazing mercy and grace and love and care, created this census. He had Caesar Augustus under his control. Here is a man who literally commanded everything in the world at his fingertips and could want anything he wanted. And the fact of the matter is, when God wanted something, Caesar was under his control. And God said, I want Mary and Joseph to leave Nazareth and have their baby somewhere else, so the city of Nazareth can't put together this calendar and figure this out, and they can have this child and return to Nazareth and not have this issue. And so he told Caesar Augustus, without Caesar Augustus even realizing it, he was under the control of God. He issued the decree that a census should be taken. And therefore, Mary and Joseph had to travel a several-day journey. It's a three-day journey. So they went there alone, and they were there in Bethlehem just as their own family having the birth of this child. And if that wasn't enough, God said, well, I'm going to put a couple more years between you and the city of Nazareth so that this child has enough time to grow up, and there's enough time here where people aren't going to question this at all. So he sent them to Egypt, and they spent 2 years in Egypt before they went back to Nazareth. And so they never, I doubt if anyone in Nazareth was able to put together the timeline that Mary was pregnant before they got married. I think that was between her and God and Joseph and God. God spoke to Joseph about it. He spoke to Mary about it. They knew about it. And nowhere in the Bible does it say that anyone else knew anything about this. It was just Mary and Joseph. And they went off to Bethlehem where they had the child, and then went off to Egypt for 2 years and let the child grow up to be a little toddler before they went back to Nazareth. And God even financed that trip to Egypt. He financed that trip to Egypt with gifts from the Magi, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, very valuable gifts. And so what a tremendous, wonderful, joyful way to begin this marriage and to break through what at first blush was the most devastating thing at all to happen to both Mary and to Joseph. And so God was so faithful to his promise to Joseph. He specifically said right at the very beginning, take her as your wife, and it will all come out okay. Don't worry. This is a gift from the Holy Spirit. And so he did that, and there was no public disgrace as a result, because that was his concern from the very beginning. He didn't want to publicly disgrace her, and so he thought he would just quietly divorce her, which I don't know how you can quietly divorce somebody in a small town like that, but because the population of Nazareth was very small, and everybody knew everybody's business, as you can imagine, a small little Midwest town or something where there's only a handful of people. Everybody knows everybody's business. There's no secrets. And so the Christ child was born. And it was a beautiful gift to a beautiful family. So that's my little 5-10 minute message. And the point of the message is that when you think things are absolutely devastating, when you think you can't get through it, hold on to the hope and the message and this message that no matter what you're going through, God will find a way. He will turn the minds of kings and presidents and governments to change the laws without ever expecting it, and to make it work in your favor, because God has a wonderful plan for your life, and he wants to bless you in every way. You know, there is an old concept in the Old Testament specifically that the greatest blessing in the world is to have children, and if you can't have children, you have no blessing, you have nothing to carry on your legacy. And And I was reading in Isaiah, a beautiful text, Isaiah 56. It says this, a man who has been castrated. And back in those days, they would create eunuchs. One of the reasons to create a eunuch was to protect the harems. And so, it's really, that's about as bad as it gets for a man. A man who has been castrated should never think that because he cannot have children, he can never be part of God's people. The Lord says to such a man, and I'm reading from Isaiah 56, he says, the Lord says to such a man, if you honor me by observing the Sabbath, if you do what pleases me and faithfully keep my covenant, then your name will be remembered in my temple and among my people longer than if you had had sons and daughters. You will never be forgotten. And the Lord says to those foreigners, become part of his people who love him and serve him, who observe the Sabbath and faithfully keep his covenant. I will bring you to Zion, my sacred hill, give you joy in the house of prayer, and accept the sacrifices you offer on my altar. My temple will be called a house of prayer for the people of all nations. The sovereign Lord, who has brought his people of Israel home from exile, has promised that he will bring still other people to join them. So the arms of God are broad and wide and accepting all nations, all people, regardless of their social status, regardless of their past, regardless of their caste system that they might find themselves in. If you're listening to me from India and you're the lowest caste, the arms of God are wide open, inviting you in to be part of his family. You don't have to be you don't have to be part of the family of the top caste system in India or anywhere else to be part of the greatest family of all time and all history. You can be part of God's family, and he embraces you and honors you. And you say, well, he wants sacrifices from me, and he wants me to do all these things. And let me tell you what God wants from you as far as your sacrifice. The sacrifice God wants for you is for you to do one thing, and that is to say, thank you. He wants your thank offering. If you read Psalm 50, he talks about the cattle on the thousand hills are mine. I have everything. Everything belongs to me. What do I want? What can you give me that's going to give me joy? All I want from you, he says in Psalm 50, is for you to say, give me your thank offering. Say thank you. That's all I want. And it's such a hard lesson for us to learn. That is why it's called the Christian faith, because it takes so much faith for us to be able to say thank you for the most difficult times. Joseph, he had to come to a point when he was told that Mary, his betrothed, was pregnant. Got to a point where he had to say, thank you, God, for this gift, for this child, for the fact that this is happening to us. Mary, the same way. She must have, when she first heard that she was a child, she was devastated. And it came to a point where she had to give thanks. That's what faith is to be able to give thanks for the most difficult times, for the most difficult things in our life. And so this Thanksgiving, we have to thank God for the challenges and the frustrations she's putting us through. We can't understand it. It hurts. It's painful. We're going through difficult times. We don't understand why our aunts and uncles are so weird, doing all this strange stuff, and why our in-laws or our nieces, our nephews or our cousins, why we have all these family dynamics that are so complicated and we can't understand it. In it all, we have to step back take a deep breath and say, thank you, God. Thank you for the privilege of being able to have these relationships, regardless of how dysfunctional they may be. Thank you, God, for the frustrations I'm going through at work, no matter how hard it is. Thank you, God, for leading me and guiding me through these valleys. For I know that as I get through this valley, I'm following you, and I will get through, and there will be joy and pleasure and goodness on the other side. And so that's my message this Christmas season, is that the birth of Jesus was a very tumultuous event for Mary and Joseph. Mm-hmm. It was not an easy thing. It wasn't an easy thing for them socially. It wasn't an easy thing for them economically. It wasn't wasn't an easy thing for them relationally. But through it all, God brought them together and created a family. And of course, they went on to have many children together. Jesus had brothers and sisters. A lot of people don't realize that. It's in the Bible. I could read it to you. But anyway, that's my little Christmas message today. And I hope I didn't talk too long or stay too long.
No, that was great. There was part of the scripture that just ties right in to our fantastic guest that we're going to be talking to in just
exactly.
a moment here. You actually chose that. I'm going to read a little bit of that just right over before I introduce her. And, from Isaiah, then your name will be remembered in my temple and among my people, and longer than if you've had sons and daughters. You will never be forgotten.
You'll never be forgotten.
Never be forgotten. And this is very, very good job.
Well, thank you.
Scripture.
That's Isaiah 56.
Isaiah 56.
I wish I could take credit for everything, but you know, a lot of Holy Spirit driven,
yes.
And so we
yes.
just have to live by faith. And,
yes.
So
we
I cannot take credit
every day.
For choosing that.
Perfect. Well, I'm sure she'll love that. Well, you know, I mentioned in my little post just a little earlier to the special email list we have that joins us on the call that, you know, this guest tonight, I don't know her very well, but I do know that when I have met her, you have never met a woman more filled with joy and more perfect than to
super,
be.
Super, super positive.
Super positive, filled with the Holy Spirit, friendly, outgoing. I mean, she puts you at ease immediately. So when I tell you about the project that she has founded and what she's doing so that you will never be forgotten, even after you leave this earth, you're going to be blown away when you talk to her. So let me tell you a little bit about her. You know, her specialty is providing a service, a memorial service, for anyone who'd like to have their final words forever seen and heard on video. And Robert and I are going to do this. So as you listen to her, I'm going to tell you a little bit more. So how many of you out there have attended a memorial service and you know, all the attendees are joyous and uplifted and having a great time and they leave happy? You know, not many of you, right? Most of them are pretty dark and sad. And I don't know about you, but I don't want my memorial to be dark and sad. I don't even want to think about it right now. I'm hoping I have lots of years left. But you know what? None of us know. My dad was killed in a car accident when he was just 40 years old. So we just don't know. We have to live like there's no tomorrow. We have to live like we're going to live forever, but be prepared to die any second. So that's the way I try to embrace life. So anyway, that's what our guest, Regina Victoria, brings to our ministry, a program of life celebration. And by capturing the life wisdom of various people on video of the person, you know, their friends, family, whoever, her company creates the ultimate gift for generations to come. And speaking of gifts, this is really amazing, but Regina's company is graciously donating the investment, the modest investment you would make if you decide to have her do this memorial taping for you, this video for you, and she's going to donate that back to the Robert Shiller Ministry, which is just fantastic. Very, very, very generous. So I'm going to go ahead and welcome you, Regina Victoria, and let you explain a little bit more about what you do, because I know you started this for your mother. And I want you to say, in your own words, I want you to tell our listening audience a little bit about your mom and a little bit about how you decided to start this beautiful project.
Hello, Regina. This is Robert and Donna.
Hey. Hi, Reggie.
Hi. I sure am. Can you hear me okay? Great.
Very well.
Well, you know, I was so moved by Robert's celebration of the birth of the coming of Jesus in Advent. And I'm actually here to invite everyone that's listening to actually have a celebration of life for your loved ones and enable them to actually speak in their final words at their final celebration of life. This can be done several times. I just recorded my own, and I intend to live another 50 years. But the point is that you're never going to sound and feel as good as you do today as you will in the future. I see many people's lives slipping away, and I was a caregiver for my mother for over 10 years, and she became blind. And being that I'm so inquisitive and realizing that I was going to be next in line to pass on these wonderful stories I was hearing, and sometimes over and over, I decided to ask my brother Bob Chesney, who does videos and things for famous people, and I said, well, who's more famous than our mother, Bob? And he says, you're right, let's do it. So we started chapter by chapter, just fixing her up and talking to her. Just I'd ask a question, Bob would ask a question. She felt so comfortable. And believe me, she didn't want to do this, Donna and Robert. You know, she fought it. But once I told her that it wasn't for her, it was for her future generations, children that she won't even know about except look down from heaven and just know that her story, the way she wanted to be remembered, would be her final words. And basically, it's in loving memory. It's a spiritual treasure. She passed away last year, and I had no regrets, and I'm a very emotional person. We pre-planned her services. She actually asked for two of them, and I said, well, why not? We actually came from Chicago where she was buried, but since we've been in California, we made so many friends that she wanted to be celebrated both. And we were able to make that happen because we had her cremated, and we also showed the story of her life at both services, and we had to pass around a lot of Kleenex. But the best part about it, people got to know who my mom was, and we actually previewed it, you know, long before she had passed away. You know, we did it when she was 85, and she lived to 98. And ever since we recorded her, she lived, I tell you, at least an extra 5 years just because she felt appreciated. And she didn't have to remember the stories anymore. We had it all on video.
So what? How old was she when you put it on video?
85.
Okay.
And then we did a couple updates when she was 90. And then we put it all together at, you know, for her celebration of life. And we updated it and had the new babies that came on board. So it's not just something that you do one time. It's something that you can continue to update when you get into your whole life story. And it's kind of chapterized, so it's very easy to view and to pass on to generations.
So how do you do this? You interview her?
Yes, we actually, I pre-interview people by a wonderful technology called Zoom. So I get to speak with them and the family members. So everybody is on board as to what's going to be partaking. And she actually gets to pick, or he, who really wants to be asking the questions. And, of course, it can go into more detail. But, you know, the more people that get involved, the more costly it could get. What we're looking at right now is donating just a slice of the pie, if you will, their opportunity to say how they want to be remembered. It's almost like a video biography, kind of a obituary. It's an amazing thing. After I did mine, I just felt like I have done everything I need to. Lord, come and take me whenever you need to, because I'm ready spiritually And it's an incredible feeling to do yourself as well as someone you love, because any way you look at it, we're all got to go sometime.
That's right. Well, I know Robert and I, you know, I'm 61, Robert's 63. We're going to do this with you sooner rather than later because, I mean, I hope and I anticipate living at least, you know, another 30, 40 years. I have longevity in my family, and I take really good care of myself. So I'm looking, you know, I'm wanting and thinking I'm going to live 30, 40 years. I mean, only God knows that. But I'd like to do it now and then just continue to update 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, whatever. And then at least, you know, when my memorial is played, they go, oh, wow, she used to be fairly attractive, right? You know, I mean, that's my family coming out. But that is one good reason, because none of us know how we're going to go. We really don't. And
we don't know when we're going
to go. No, we don't, and we don't know how. I mean,
right.
There's memory problems. There's, like you said, blindness. There's deafness. There's heart disease. There's cancer. There's all kinds of things. There's accidents, as I well know in my family. But we don't know. And so while we're healthy and vibrant and feeling like we're completely mentally sharp and all, that's when we should do these things. That's why I'm bringing that up. And I was joking about the looks, but that helps too. You know, if you're 100 years old and, you know, you're withered away, it's kind of good for people to look back 40 years and go, okay, wow.
Oh, they'll look back 40 years and go, wow, what interesting clothes.
Yeah, that.
Oh, yes. See, that's the other good part. When we go into what they call a living tribute, we actually integrate photos of you so people will get a good idea of what you look like. And, you know, the best thing is right now I'm holding my mom's little heart with some of her ashes in there, and I'm reading a little line that says, I can hold the memories of my loved one, keeping her close in my heart and bringing me comfort. And I do that every time I put that video in, and I just sit and I reflect and I pray with her. And it's I can't tell you what the feeling is. It's something that it's indescribable. It's the closest thing to heaven that I've ever seen.
That's nice. Now, I have a question about, well, first of all, I also want to say that you do have a link to your website. I was going to put that up before the program, but I'll go ahead when we're done. I'll make sure the link to the tribute.net, I think that's your website, tribute.net. You have amazing video footage on there, your example. And I will say, everyone, it's extremely professional. It's top-notch videography. It's highest broadcast quality DVD. It's very, very good. And when you watch it online through this link that I'm going to post, or, Reggie, you can also just repeat what that link is so people can look at that, you know, at their leisure, too. But you'll be really impressed, and you'll be wanting to take part in this kind of a project, I'm sure. So go ahead, Reggie.
Well, you know, it truly is a ministry for me, Donna and Robert, and thank you for realizing that, because I get such joy out of seeing people realize how important they are while they're still living. Because so many times nobody says anything until it's too late. And my saying is, just like the new movie, better late than never.
Yeah. Well, I know some of the things you ask are, you ask people, I'm sure they can design their own questions too, but you ask things such as, describe your philosophy of life, what are your 5 wishes, what are your spiritual beliefs, share some of your favorite stories, what are some of your life's lessons, and then share your passionate side. I know those are some of the things in your interview you ask these people to answer. Is that correct?
Exactly. I have actually a tablet of over 25 questions, and then once I get to meet you, I can help you direct it. The whole idea is that when we come and arrive on tape day, and we come to your home, actually, It becomes such a smooth process that it's almost like you are like, wow, I can't believe this is done. And then all the magic happens when I do the video. And again, it's a family business, so we kind of become part of your family. And I love that part of that.
Well, I have to say, when we met with you, I mean, you are a person that immediately makes people feel comfortable. You're warm. Like I said, You're vivacious. You're filled with life. You're just, this is definitely, you know, been appointed
to you.
It's your calling. It's your calling. It came straight from heaven. It's like, you will do this, Richie, because you are amazing. And, of course, your brother is a top-notch professional in his field of all the documentaries he's produced and filmed over the years. And to have you as a team is quite incredible. So we're the ones that feel really honored that you would be willing to, you know, to donate, you know, donate a section of what you're doing here and to donate back to the Robert Shuler Ministry, because we would be, this is part of our ministry too, this outreach, and together we'll do something really special for people. And I know, like I said, we're going to do it.
Well, I just remember going to a friend of ours' memorial service, Frank Fried.
Yes.
I don't think Evelyn would mind if you mention this, that during, when we went to Frank Fried's memorial service, she had this wonderful video of his, and he's talking to everybody, and it was so refreshing and beautiful, and the comments they made and the way it was done was just beautiful. And I've only seen that, I think, maybe one other time. I can't even recall another time. But it was just so refreshing to see him. And he had an opportunity to share his faith with everybody that was there at the memorial service. And so this is an opportunity for anybody who wants to share, you know, what's important to them in their life. They want their grandkids to hear a final message from their grandfather or their great-grandkids. I mean, what would you do if you could, what would you pay? What would be worth it? How much value would you find in being able to all of a sudden see a video from your great-grandfather?
Yes, I would love that.
I'm just my
grandmother, to be honest. She never divulged a lot of her life, and she had a very interesting kind of checkered life.
Yeah.
And, you know, worked in the movie studios for MGM and hobnob with Judy Garland and all that, but she just wouldn't talk about it. She would say, oh, no, you know, you don't want to know all that. And so it's like squeezing information out of her, and I have regrets over the fact that, you know, I didn't at least write down, or at least, she would have been a great one to have on video. You know my grandma.
Oh, she was
hilarious. So I do have regrets. So I don't want that to be a regret. I don't want that to be a regret.
Well, we're definitely going to do it for our kids and our grandkids and our great-grandkids, and they'll know.
So I have, we can take questions and answers. Is this a good time to see if somebody wants to ask a question, Regina? Is that okay?
Certainly.
Okay, and then people are shy, so we don't.
Right. Well, it's a tricky question. You know, it's a tricky one. It's basically, you know, that you don't want your life lessons to slip away, and it's such a nice way of leaving an impression where you're no longer forgettable.
Right. Right. And
so
it's
a hard concept, but maybe once they look at the video and the links, and again, one is Your Final Words .us.
Okay.
They put
Your
that in
Final
the computer,
Words .us.
So if you're on Facebook, I'm afraid I can't read the question because the camera is way across, or the monitor is way across the room. But if you can call in, here's the number to call in, and push *6 after you've registered in. Then you can ask a question. I know we have one question now.
Oh, good.
And,
I know this person. You'll like this person, Reggie. Let me take this.
So here's the number. I'll hold this up for a while.
Hang on here. Hello there, Mom.
Hello there, Donna. Hello, Robert. Hello, Reggie. This sounds so fantastic. It's something I want to do because I have all these things in my head that I've been writing notes. But notes people won't read, and I think this would be wonderful to do. I'm all excited.
I know. I kept it as a surprise. I didn't get a bit of information, did I?
No, you didn't give me any information. So anyway, I'm looking forward to finding out everything because this is something I want to do.
Oh, and your children will be so blessed by it as well. And it gives you a certain amount of freedom to just say, This is how I want to be remembered.
Yes, I know. There are some things I'll leave out, but there are plenty of things I won't include.
The power of editing.
My mom.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you. Well, go ahead, Donna.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I look forward to it. I look forward to meeting you personally because I will be the one that does it because I love this so much. I can't even pass this gift on to anyone until I experience it all myself first.
Well, that's good because, as I say, I have my service planned in my head. I've got the songs planned in my head. I've got my past in my head, and I'd like to share a little bit because my daughter and my son most know most of it, and so does Robert. But there are some things that, you know, my inner depth feelings that I've explained, but it's not in writing, so it'll be good to get it in voice and writing.
Oh, yeah. The other thing is we can always get it transcribed so you can make a book, too. It's easier than writing a book, trust me.
Well, I've started that one, too, but I knew they wouldn't print it, so I decided not to do that. Anyway, thank you. That was it was a wonderful, wonderful message, Robert, but this is really, Reggie, may I call you that?
You sure can.
Okay, I look forward to meeting you. I just got to get all the information.
Yeah,
God
my mom's name is Linnell. Reggie, it's Linnell is my mom's name.
Okay, wonderful. Well, it's a pleasure speaking with you, dear. I can't wait to meet you personally.
I look forward to it also. Thank you, everybody. Have a good night. Bye.
Okay. Thank
you.
Bye, mom.
I love it.
Thank you, Linnell.
Anyway, yeah, so my mom, see, she's a brave one. Everybody else is kind of shy. It's very interesting. People just don't like to ask questions or say anything, but we're nice. We won't bite. You can
and if you want to ask a question, all you have to do is press star six. And let me, maybe if I walk up there.
You walk up there, you can see some questions. I know. No. Oh, iPhone's at the other side of, you know, it's quite a few feet away from
that. Yeah, I've got to get there.
We already said we're not spring chickens. We can't
but Mike Berry is watching. Hi, Mike. And Kathleen Sharon Harrelson is watching.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have you on.
Well,
thank you for attending.
We'll wait and see if we have any more questions. I'll get right back to you, Reggie. I'm going to read our, we have announcements since this is a church service. And just brief announcements here. Robert, I want you to share. He just got back from Washington, D.C. last night. So he flew into Orange County. Then we flew out of Orange County this morning to come back down here to Mexico because we have our little small gathering, our church service here Sunday that we lead. And tell them what you were doing with the Yemen Watch in Washington, D.C., just real briefly.
Yeah, I flew to Washington, D.C. for basically one meeting. And that meeting was to draw awareness for the congressmen of our nation to let them know what's going on in Yemen. Yemen is the home of the world's most severe crisis that nobody knows anything about. What's taking place in Yemen is of astronomical proportions. Yemen, first of all, let me tell you, is at the southern tip of the Arabian Peninsula. It has a population of 27 million people. And since 2014, actually, it kind of was spawned by the Arab Spring, they call it, where there was a lot of uprising. They had some as well, and at that point, a civil war broke out, and from that civil war, there has now been a complete blockade. Saudi Arabia has blockaded the country of Yemen so that they have absolutely nothing coming in. They have no medical supplies. They do not raise enough food to feed their nation. They have to have food shipped in. They don't have any currencies. They don't have any. They have no supplies. So the economy is completely shut down. And as a result of that, they have no fuel. With no fuel, you can't run your sanitation plants. So when you flush the toilets, it just goes around the circle. So as a result of that, there's no clean water. which, and now there's nearly a million people, and it may have climbed to over a million by now. I'm not absolutely sure, but at real close to a million people have cholera. Thousands have died from the cholera. More are dying on a regular basis. According to the UNICEF, one child is dying every 10 minutes in Yemen from either cholera or starvation. There is 3 million who are critically starved. There's another 17 million who are food insecure. They don't know where their next meal is coming from. It's literally the most critical situation in the world today.
So you were just to bring attention to this.
I was in D.C. Bringing awareness of the crisis, because the first step is to bring awareness. Like I said, it is the most, it's the world's worst humanitarian crisis, and yet nobody knows about it. Less than 2% of the population in America knows about it, because when you watch world news tonight, the only world news that they ever show is stuff that pertains to the U.S.
Yeah,
so they'll talk about North Korea once in a while because it pertains to the U.S. North Korea is at war with the U.S. and wants to send a bomb over. So they'll bring that in, but they won't bring anything else in if it's not U.S. related. And that's U.S. world news. World news tonight with Lester Holt.
Yeah. For those of you that travel the world, you know that when you turn on the news in other parts of the world, it really is world news.
So you watch BBC World News, you'll know what I mean. They will report on the crisis in Yemen from time to time. So as a result of that, 20% of the population of Britain, for instance, in Europe, knows about the crisis in Yemen, while less than 2% in the U.S. knows about the crisis in Yemen. So my goal is just to bring awareness in hopes of pressuring Saudi Arabia to lift their blockade, which would then allow the food to come in, because the problem isn't money. It isn't having the funds. The problem is having the blockade lifted so the food can flow in, and so that the civilians can get the medical supplies and other things they need to survive.
Well, thank you for that update. I'm going to just kind of whiz through the next few announcements here, because I want to get back to Reggie before we sign off and get some final words from her. And also I want her to mention again the website that you can go to check out her videos and her project and her mission and her amazing work. But, we've been doing this Facebook Live. We've been doing this call on Facebook Live now since Palm Sunday of this year, and it's been great. It's been really great. Robert is on Facebook Live every Sunday at, what time do you come on? 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for about a half an hour, and he gets up to 6,000 views now per video and up to 40,000 people a week sometimes will listen to a Sunday morning message, which is really great. A lot of shut-ins. We get messages from these people. They're shut-ins. They're no longer able to go to church. Or people will watch Robert before or after they go to their home church. So it's all great. It's quick. It's to the point. It's wonderful. It's inspiring. If you want to watch this Sunday, again, it's at 8 a.m. on Facebook Live. And he's talking about Advent. He'll be talking about the third Sunday in Advent and lighting the Advent candle. So
yeah, we've got the candles right over there.
Right here. We brought them with us. Just a reminder, too, our first available course is 10 Steps to Emotional Healing, now available on robertschulerinspiration.com, and we are working on Vital Living, Detoxify Your Body, Your Mind, and Your Soul with God's Health Plan. Robert's Sunday morning messages are not a part of this ongoing video project. Instead, these videos are just for where do people go in the middle of the night? Where do they go in the middle of the day when they need help, for tragedy, for inspiration, when they're confused, when loss is just bombarding them? And where do they go if they're not connected to a church? I hate to tell you, but Most people in the middle of the night are lost and lonely, and they just Google a word or two. So this is a place people can go. This very first video, 10 Steps to Emotional Healing, available at robertshillerinspiration.com. It's for people that are dealing with any kind of grief, loss, lack of faith, just daily struggles in life, or more serious things like divorce, family problems, loss of a job, diagnosis of an illness or a disease, caring for older parents, loss of income, and then, of course, the worst, most tragic thing is the death of a loved one. So any kind of change or transition that is not of your choosing can cause devastating results to yourself emotionally. So robertshillerinspiration.com, our first video is up. It's 10 Steps to Emotional Healing. It's based on the 23rd Psalm. It's fantastic. If you need this, if you know anybody that needs this, especially during this time of the year where emotions are just so frail, you know, all the joys as well as the sorrows come back to us during the Christmas season. And like I said, we're going to be loading more and more videos up. They take a while to do. We have to write the information. We have to do all this ourselves. So it does take a while. But we're working on the next one. It has to do with health. Robert, the best of Robert Shuler sermons. We've got a few little things we have to work out before we put those up, but we're going to be working on those. And, most of you know Robert and I have spent the best part of our lives writing, speaking, and sharing hope with people. So there's a variety of subjects we'll be addressing, all meant to inspire and to teach you so you can become, learn more about yourself, others, and God. A couple more things. Oh, we have various prayer campaigns, and about 5,000 people per day join us in many prayer campaigns. So please stay in touch with us on Robert Shuler Ministries on Facebook. Again, our website is robertshulerministries.org, or if you want the video series, it's robertshulerinspiration.com. And before I sign off with you, Reggie, this is a church service. So, Robert, would you like to ask for the offering tonight?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, you bet. So, Donna and I do what we can because of the gifts that we receive from you, and we appreciate them very, very much. We don't have an offering plate to pass you because this is a virtual church. It's a church with no walls. As a result of that, we have a huge congregation in the Philippines. We have people from
we're South Africans. We now have somebody watching from Kenya, South Africa, and Germany, and oh my gosh, Mexico, the Netherlands.
We're in Mexico.
Yeah, we're in Mexico.
We also people in Mexico.
Yeah.
But you can go to our robertshulerministries.org, and you'll see a donate button there, and you can make a donation through PayPal. If you wish to mail in a check the old-fashioned way, you can do it by sending your checks to Robert Shuler Ministries, 2128 Bay Point Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. That's Robert Shuler Ministries. 2128 Bay Point Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. We appreciate you and everything you're doing. If you want to connect with Donna and I was holding this up little earlier. Where is it? Here it is. Do you like these cards? Is this kind of fun? Yeah, so you can, for those of you on the call, what I did is I had some cards printed out so I can hold them up for those who are watching on Facebook so you can actually see it. And our email addresses are robert@shulerministries.org or donna@shulerministries.org, and you can connect with us there. So
I want to ask Regina Victoria, Reggie, to join us before we sign off. And just, are there some last words, not your final words, but other than that, not to be
great.
Just to be straight.
Great play on words, Donna.
But is there something you want to leave our listening audience with tonight? Anything at all that you want to tell them? And also, please remind us of your website one last time before you say goodbye.
It'd be my pleasure, Donna. Thank you for your play on words. And basically, in my past, I've also worked for the Copenbagger Corporation, which is an attorney at law. And this final words is actually considered an ethical will. And when done in conjunction with them, and, you know, with all of the, I used to hear them tell people, don't forget, in case of a fire, grab your legal documents, grab your financial documents, grab your health documents. And now I can tell people, grab your memories too, because what we do is scan in all your favorite photos. And with all these fires going on, and we just don't know what life will bring next. But it's just, me, it's the final piece in the puzzle of life. Now you have everything all in your car, and of course your loved ones and your pets, which are loved ones too. But those are my final words, and I really hope that my message got through, and would be an honor to get involved with the Robert Schuller Ministry and make this contribution to any of the viewers. If they just want, just let Donna and Robert know, and you'll get a call from me. Regina Victoria.
Thank you.
Or you can call me Reggie.
Thank you. And one more time, what if they would like to get a sample of what this work looks like, just read off your website one more time where they can go.
Okay. I'm going to leave off the www, but it's all one word, yourfinalwords.us. And then I have another website about the entire Living Tribute, and that's called living-tribute.net.
Okay, that's great.
Thank you.
I didn't write that down before. My apologies. But I will make sure that's on our post, all of our posts as well, and I will send you a copy of this, and it has been really, really great. Robert and I are going to sign off now, but we love you. We appreciate you. We just are so grateful to you that you want to make this donation, and I think it's a win-win-win for everybody. So, Robert, you want to?
Yeah, just make sure you join us again next month. It'll be, believe it or not, it's going to be the 15th of the month.
January 15th.
January. Is that next month already? It's going to be the first month of 2018, and that'll be at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Invite anyone you wish to join you. Spread the word. Let everyone know. Because we're convinced that everybody needs some little mid-month inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to learn something more about yourself, others, or God, this is the place to do that. Again, it's on the 15th of every month. So we'll have a chance to pray together and discuss some great subjects. And always through the eyes of Jesus. And we have a great guest interview again next month as well.
Right. So thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Reggie. The podcast will be up and posted by tomorrow at robertschulerministries.podomatic. That's P-O-D-O-M-A-T-I-C. robertschulerministries.podomatic.com. If you don't want to write that down or can't remember it, just go to the Facebook page. It'll be posted on there, Robert Schuller Ministries. Facebook page, and you can make sure you'll find it. You look, it's easy to find. Again, we thank you so much for joining us tonight. We love this time of the month. And
so until next time,
yep.
God is blessing you through all things.
Always. Bye. Bye-bye.
Amen.